family's life was turned upside down at 8 a.m. in the morning with police coming to our home. Witnessed by our children, my partner was taken to Liverpool Reliance House, given removal orders. He was then taken to Carnbrook Detention Centre. This needs to be made right. This cannot happen to families who are allowed to be together to an extent. How can we allow the Home Office to let people be in our country and then let us create a family and take them away when they're not wanted? This isn't right. I myself tried getting help, I was ignored. I needed a lot of help, a lot of voices, a lot of support. I received this from the Birds Without Borders and I received this from the NCACD. We won bail for my partner. He was then released and brought back to Liverpool. 5 days later, he was taken. Emotional torture, I'd say. Our children suffered a great impact, seeing the father and then seeing him taken again. Again, this was upsetting. It took a lot of persuasion, a lot of help. And we've succeeded, after him getting detained again, to get him re-released. And we now have a High Court case pending. I will fight for people in my situation. I will help everyone who is in the United Kingdom who is badly getting treated by the Home Office. We as a voice need to stick together, be together, and make sure this stops happening. Please, for the people in this country, for the asylum seekers, for the refugees, for the innocent children who are getting put in these detention centres, it's not right. Let's help everybody and stand together. Thank you.
Thanks very much to Lisa. She really fought tooth and nail to keep her family together. Please accept their invitation and join Brides Without Borders.